Ches, okay? Excuse me now. But I'm about to pay Tess. Okay. Achal Bosa Afilu Shalchayev Of Lo Yochal Gvina Achav At Sheyisha Sheshos Afilu Imsho Kashir Im Yesh Bosa Ben Shinaim Tzorch Lahasiu Valois Latino Tzorch Lahamtim. So the Gemara says in Chulin that that bos zaof ugvina necholim bavkoran, right? Which is one of kudalikuf. Hey, so the Rav pointed out this machlokas rishonim. How to interpret that? That according to the Rambam, nechol bavkoran means you can eat it anyway, and that's only if you eat it if you eat cholov first, gvina first, and then bos zaof. But if you eat zaof first, then you can't eat gvina afterwards, which is our minig, right? Even if you had chicken, you can't have nice cream sandwich right after. Wanted to make it very lemaisim. So, and the Ramban, and also Toisus there, disagree, and they say, no, either way, you know, it's the halacha, the halachos of eating meat, meat or milk together, don't apply to psal of b'chalav, right? You can eat it one right after the other. So the Rav wanted to be masbir that machloikis depends on how you understand this halacha of that you after, let's say, la halacha that you can't eat psar of you can't have, eat you know you can't eat cholov after psar of, right? What's that halacha? Is the halacha because is the hachoka? It's stam hachoka. In other words, it needs a gavra, to use the Rav's expression, to eat meat milk together. It's exactly that you may come to eat psar of, psar behema, b'cholov, and then you'd come to cook it together and so on, right? So it's stam hachoka. Or do we say, no, if you eat them together in succession, so it's like you're. It's like the, each one is giving time to the other. It becomes like a cheftza of bosa b'cholov. Why? Because when you the Rav pointed out a lesson Rashi is like that, says if you eat them together, they give time one to the other. So it's a strange expression in Rashi. So he said on the Drabana level, of course, only when you cook it, when you eat it together, it's like you're making in your mouth because the bosa is still there. So it makes a cheftza of bosa b'cholov. So he said, according to the Rambam, then this is the Ram Lishita. So, because the Rambam thinks that the reason for the Hachok of the Ram thinks it's Sheshos is why? Because of Bosos and Shinayim, so there's Bosos still there. So then you can what? When you eat Cholov afterwards, or Gvina afterwards, you're creating in your mouth Bosos and Cholov. But according to the Toisus, who says it's not because you're creating a chefter bos b'cholov in your mouth, right? It's just tamah hachokah, because Tosis doesn't know this. He just says, since there's tam there, so you have to wait misuda l'suda. And that's why Tosis doesn't seem to have, the Ram is the one who says that you have to have 6 hours. But Tosis doesn't have, it's just misuda l'suda, and then shuchnach we see, it's a sho'achas, but it's that's dependent on bos ben ashinayim. So if it's not because of that, it's not a nisagava. If it's nisagava by psar of b'cholov, which is only drabonon, they didn't make that isin, right? But we know that psar of b'cholov, they did make an isin in terms of a cheftza b'asa b'cholov, right? It's not asa b'hano and so on, but that's what the Rav thought. I was wondering, it may have no relationship at all, but in terms of psar of b'cholov, b'asa b'chol drabonon, the Taz quotes here machloikis between the Rashba and the Rambam, where the psar of b'chol is yisei chanan and psar of b'chol of chatich nasis nevela. And he quotes here, if you look in the Taz, it's in Sif, in Sifkot and Dalit and in Simen Tzadi, umi achshav, in the middle of that Taz, it's ois Dalit in the Taz, umi'achshav no lalun machloikis chadosha ben Rambam l'Rashba. If you have, no one has these old Rambams like me anymore. I mean, Shulchan Aruch on page Kuf Tzarivav. You could still get one of these in the Smithsonian. umachshav nolad lanu machlokes chadosh ben Rambam leRashba mashlo huska bepoiskim dahanul haRambam lo amina and filo bebosel becholov shumid rabban and chticha atzur nas nevela v'chein kasa beis Yosef b'shmo. Right, because of the Rambam. I was thinking that this may be somehow related. Why? So I'm not, I see the look of puzzlement, so it might not be related. But I was thinking like this, according to the Rambam, that you say that there's such a thing, that even when you have real, you know, psa'ov, b'cholov, cooked together, you still don't say chtichinas nevela, right? So the definition of a cheft of b'sa b'cholov doesn't require chtichinas nevela. So then you can maybe extend it to say that when I eat it together, you know, they give time, that somehow it creates a chefter bas b'cholov. You know, but according to the Rashba, who says, oh, say chticha nas nevela, so then that's a chticha, but anything beyond that is just an isagafa. It's not mukach at all. But, you know, I have to say a shir. So somebody told me a story once about Rabbi Zalman. Did I tell you this story once? Somebody told Rabbi Zalman, whatever study they were learning, told me, Stickle Torah, Rabbi Yisrael saying, yet nitschlecht aber, avuz the hechach, you know, where's the hechach? And then he comes to the shir, and Mrs. Zalman says the exact same, Stickle Torah. So he asked him, what's shiva's hechach? He says, whatever it is, I fear kunda, you know, I have to say shir, you know. All right, let's continue. Okay, let's just read the Ramah. V'imotza achakach bosa sheben hashinayim umasiril tzorach l'dich piv kodem sheyochol gvina. V'yesh omen de'ein tzirichin l'hamten sheyshos rak miyad im silik u'birich birkas hamozen muta yidei kinuach v'hadocha. That's Tosis, right? So Tosis has two options. Either you can have misuda lusuda, which is sure achas, or you can have kinuch vadoch. Yeah.
It was just for the Rashi pshat and forth. One thing that we didn't explain is why, according to Rashi, let's say it's malish basar and gvina. Why if you eat gvina first, is it not the same as when we eat basar first?
Right.
If it's really all about the tam being mixed, and that creates a chafetz shal basar b'chalav, then you would have expected it to be in both directions.
Yeah, I agree. Unless you think that Rashi, which is unlikely, holds like the Rambam. Now, if the reason is because of basar ben shinayim, so then it would only be, according to the Ram, right. We understand it. Right.
Right. Unless maybe the tongue of cheese doesn't stick in the mouth as long, or...
Correct, which like Tosis says, by the way.
Right, so it could be something
right.
Like that.
Right, and, you know, and also Tosis says, Tosis who's mekil about psa'of, I mean, Nechabach Refkon, doesn't seem to say this, because he seems to say that psa'of doesn't have so demonstrative of tam. So, kavachoymet to cholov, or grina.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, there are two options, right? Either misuda lusuda, right? Let's just right. That's ubika because among muta aide kinuach v'hadocha. So, what is kinuach? I mean, if it's a kinuach v'hadocha, what was the kinuach? He eats something. And he washes out his mouth, or he swallows it afterwards. V'minik ha'posha b'mdinas elu la'hamtin acha chilas ha'bosu shor achas. V'ochlan acha kach gvina miyu, that's even by bosu. Miyu tzichin levosu. So I mentioned to you that people who have, you know, for medical reasons have to drink, like say they have an ulcer, something that they can rely on this kula shita of, you know, not the chum of the Rambam. Who, The Taz says that Bnei Torah shouldn't be mekel. So the ones who have this minig of 1 hour, like the Ramah, are the Dutch, I think, right? Are there any other communities that wait 1 hour only? But I think in Holland they wait an hour.
Yeah. Even though it comes from straight Ramah.
So I don't know what he means. Vamini haposhe b'mdinas elu.
So when did it change?
When did it change? You know, then because.
He does say
it's not 1 to 8, 6 hours, right? Yeah, but he says that's a chub, right? But it seems Aminika Poshut was to wait an hour. Right. So the standard was an hour. When did that...
Could be that after this came out. Like Johnny was saying, once the Ramah says that, then maybe people start saying, okay,
that'd be Machmer.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting, just the history of this. There's a doctoral thesis here, I'm telling you. When did it actually change? Because he says a minig aposhut, that's the standard minig. Then he says tov lahachmer.
Right.
And then the Taz says that bnei Torah should be machmer. Where does he say it in the Taz? Like that. He wrote an article about it in one of the Masor magazine, Yosef Grossman. Now, where did the 3 hours come from? So he claims, because if it goes misuda lasuda, if you look in chayshim mishpat, you know, for tamich chomer, I mean, this lasuda ends up to be 3 hours, whatever it is.
Is there anything that maybe in Sparta countries they only eat 2 meals a day, and maybe in Kashma they eat 3 meals, so the suda lasuda would be?
I don't know.
They eat lunch.
I'm just glad of doing that sugya in Pesachim, that if you know, in Erev Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, so Matzilim Muslim stay sudos. So Rishon Rabbah, that should be 3. Why only 2 sudos? Why haven't the Shalosh Shudos? You can't eat it afterwards because it's already this Nisa after Chatzos Medivais. You can't eat chametz. So some Rishon say only 2, and some say that you eat 3. You just break the sudos, you know. So the Shalosh Shudos you eat right afterwards. And that's machleik. Can you yotze Shalosh Shudos earlier? All right. Where's this Taz? He says, Mari, he says, Pazelza Hamari, Pazel Rabim Osim Pshor, Bidartel Hamtim Shor Achas, Achas Sudas Bosser, Vasilku, Ubilchu, Ochlum Gvina, Afagad Lashkan, Remis Lashizer, Become a me, Imcha Biod Maho, Vatoysif Ravior. Matirin. Aber hat snu in moschum yedem is su des shachris la avis. Gam no gim ha olam de ein chilik bezeb ben of the behema. Vai the mao shal per kolabosa toma alze lama nogula hakel bezeb neged ha rifa ha rambam se tzvichel kolapachos vov shos. Because of what do you mean the kolapachos vov shos? What's the kolapachos?
Like Barak's father waited another day.
You know the joke they used to tell, the chassidim around here? They said that, you know, two chassidim are talking. They're saying how great their Rebbe is, how firm he is. So one says that my Rebbe waits, when he eats meat, till he eats basa, he waits 12 hours. And that says nothing, my Rebbe... One my Rebbe doesn't eat on the same day for 8 basa, he won't eat, he won't chol. And the other says, that's nothing. My Rebbe, when he learns your day, by the time that he says basa, till he says chalav, he waits 6 months. All right. Okay. Vaminika basa medinas edla hamten achachilas abasa shor achas, vla ocha kacha gvina miu tzvich mulvoroch. Gam kein birkes hamazon acha habasan. So it should be misuda lesuda. Otherwise, it's an extension of the same suda. So even if let's say it was a chasna and it was extending very long, and I ate meat at the beginning and I'm continuing to eat, right? I have to continue eating, otherwise I can't bench anymore after an hour or something, right? So even if I waited an hour, you couldn't eat kvina, right? You'd have to have waited. You'd have to at least bench, so it's not the same suda. The as have kisuda achers the mutal echel the devar mekina avu below because man lo mahani ham tonashov ein chilukim haimtim hashor kodim because amazon o achakach. The imotza bosa ben shinov acha hashot soch lenako ul hasiro. Yesh om the ein levach because the mozen amenas lechol gvina. So is that a lochkas of that's a locha in locha shina tzricha, or that's because it's not a hefsek if he's doing amenas lechol gvina? What does the goyin say? Chris? So it's not just a loch. It's not a broch or a loch. It's a loch in siluk. Aval enis homes of yesh medaktim lahamtim sheish shos acha chilas basa legvila v'chein nochem lachsos. Right, but that's still not the minute. He says chein nochem lachsos, but it's not the minute kaposhet yet.
It really put it out that like there are many rayas in people's brachas in general, this would not be considered brachas in tzvika because it is necessary for what you want to do. So he gave even more radical examples, like I know they're a little controversial, but like the shva apparently used to say that they would bench early and then make new brachas on food that they were eating the same meal so they could have
right.
brachas and stuff like that.
Right.
Meaning if you need to make this bracha in order to do what you want to do.
So that's not called brachas in
tzvika.
Yeah, because especially since he won't be able to eat the gvina, so right. It's not an extra bracha.
Right.
So and the goyin says it's a loch. You see, the goyin says because of siluk, ain't a siluk. All right. It's interesting. The shach says v'chein nochem lasos kach kochs mashal t'chein roy lasos l'chom yishyesh bo reich tova. All right. Who's going to disagree? Okay. So now in this halacha of Shei Shos, I'm sure you're familiar that the Lashon of Rambam is Kis Shei Shos, Kimo Shei Shos, right? So some say that according to the Rambam, you don't have to really wait full 6 hours. It means you have to wait into the 6th hour, right? So some people have the minig, and I know many wait a little. I stored Rabban Kotler waited. I'm not sure they said 5 and something or 5 and a half.
Yeah, 5 in Lakewood.
Rabban
said the minhag is 5 and change.
Even, not 5 and a half necessarily.
Not 5 and a half.
Right. So
5:15.
He said he's a 5 and change.
5:15.
Yeah. I mean, some people say, but this is wrong. I've heard this that they wait 5 and a half, 5 and 31 minutes, or 5 and a little. What? And they think that's basically. Because mixes hashoka kulo, like it mixes yamka, so that's just plain wrong. Mixes, that's not the reason. It's because the Ram says kushay, so it means into the 6th hour. Because the halacha mixes yamka kulo wouldn't apply to this for many reasons.
The mitzvah is not going to take the meat out of your.
First of all, this is a mitzvah halacha, not a right. And also, mixing yamka kulo only applies to a malos, right? So. In a niyug of mixayom, like by Naziris or by, you know, by Zava or by Avelus, right? You say mixing kulo. Niyug of part of the day is considered that he was mekayim because it's in the kiyum alois, as Reb Chaim said. Obviously, it doesn't apply to this. And also, by the way, mixing kulo doesn't apply to hours. It only applies to yomim. The Rav said that he said by. I think he said by, you know, you don't say by Yud Beis Chodesh, even though he said by Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't say mixing on kakulo, mixes hayom kakulo, because the oisur is not, it's not a minion of yomim, it's chadoshim, so it's not showing mixing on kakulo, and also the other void, it's only, you know, it could be that shiva and shloshim is a kiyum alos, Yud Beis Chodesh is isui avelos, it's not a kiyum, so therefore there's no kiyum alos, but anyhow, it certainly doesn't apply as few people have. To this halacha of Sheishos. Ochel gvina mutu lechel achlav basa miyad ubedvad shi ayin yodav shelo yehe sum dover mihad gvina nigbuk behem vim hu balayla shi ayin yochel ayin osum heitev tzorech lewachtsam v'tzorech lekaneach piv uladicho v'akiniyuch hu shi yil os pas v'kaneach bo piv yofer. And then he says, b'chol dava sheyirtze chutz mikimcha v'tamei v'yiraka l'fi shehem nidbokim b'achanichim, because they'll get stuck in your mouth, so it's not which is in the palate. V'ein mekanchin yofa v'akach yadiach yot piv b'mayim o b'yayin b'med v'mamun b'bosu b'hema v'chaya avim bo lechol bosu b'sar of achagvina ein etzorech lo kinuach v'lo netila. V'yesh machmim afilu b'bosu achagvina. V'chein nogim shekol shehagvina kosher ein ochel machrei afilu b'sar of kemo b'gvina achabosa v'chein hu b'zoy v'yesh mekilim v'ein limchos v'ak sheyasu kinuach v'adocha v'netilis yadayim miyu tov l'hachmer. So so look in the Kivegi here. V'yesh matzvichim netila, mashma below kinuch v'adochu, mata kosef ha-ramor, sholecho gvina, acha tafshil bosa, hainu gvina be'en. Aval tafshil shel gvina, acha tafshil bosa, muta benetila l'chud. Ulam betoiz chatas, the kosher hakel ula hat bifneim besila kubirach akan l'shono. Okay. All right.
Yes. Would Rebbe personally be makel for tavshel kubirach tavshel baser if Rebbe wasn't in front of anybody? Like I'd say, Rebbe's in the kitchen and nobody's there, and like Rebbe wants to eat. Tafshil shol gvina after tafshil shol baser. Technically, you just need kinuach v'adacha, and it's totally fine. So would Rebbe be happy to wait if nobody else was there, or would?
He's
mashma that it's b'fnei. It's going to get
only b'fnei am, right? But sinah should be mutter.
Exactly.
But I think we're generally machmer.
Right. Okay.
I mean, it's not such a big chumrah, you know.
Right.
If it was 6 hours, it'd be a different story. Okay. Aval ochel. So we just mechab ochel tavshus shabbos and mutal lechol achot tavshus shokvina. Vantil b'neim ena ela v'shus. V'yetz machvich matzvich natila. Aval in bol lechol hagvina asma achot tavshus shabbos or bosa achot asma achot tavshus shokvina chovel litol yadav. The shuman shabbosa dina kabosa atzmo. V'nogo achshav v'hachnu shelo lechol gvina acha hatavshil boso kamo acha psa boso atzmo v'ein l'shanos v'lifil tshkeder. Miu, im ein boso batavshil v'akshinis bashil b'kteri shel boso. In other words, it's not a tavshil shel boso. It was just, it's you cooked it in an afleshik's pot, right? And it gives time, right? So after that, you don't have to wait, right? Lechok achov gvina. So what is it? It's a nat banat. So the Kivega points out here, it's not because it's nat banat that we're makel. Even if alpitin, it wouldn't be a nat banat. For example, you see in the shach in a second, even if it was what? A dove chorif, so it wouldn't be nat banat, still you don't have to wait. Ve'ein bo minig lahachmad. V'chein nogim lechol boso achatav sheyesh bo gvino o cholov. Miu yesh lito yodiv b'neim. V'afilo lo yochol boso mamis. Rak tavshil she boso. Achatav shel gvino im nog behem b'yodav. Okay, shamish hamishamish besuda v'nogeh ba'ochlim eino tzorach natila lo tzrich natila rak la'ochlim. So here, Kivega point, if you look here in the Shach, look in meal in ein boss mutter ois you test in the Shach, come reish simit sade hey yispar da filo la ochlo im gvino mutter da havi nat banat. V'nira da hoda shminun hocha da muta lechol gvina achag kach haino afil b'nispash b'teresh shlo hutcho yofa da avik sas ma moshe shol iso to yuchai gavna osu la ochlo am gvina ki mevuid lo sham v'shoi hocha. So the Shach says it's not, we're not talking about nat banat. Now for sure it's muta, right? But we're talking about even there's a little bit of shamnunis. So Kivega says, the Havinat Banat, Lanias da Yeshlon de Nafkimina, Afil Bishlo Chomets, the Chorif, Bekarashel Bosso, the Ainbo Mishum Nat Banat, like a Stove Chorif, Afil Hochi Mutalech of Vino Achrov. Right, so let's say a person. Right, okay. Next, Misha Ochol Gvina Vrotzel Echol Boso Tzorich Levarim Yah Hashulchan Shiurid Pasha Ochlo Im Hagvina. For also lechol gvina al mapa she'ochlo b'bosa, you have to change the tablecloth. For chol shechein she'also lachtoch gvina afilu tzanenes, v'sakin she'reginin lachtoch b'bosa v'lo od, el afilu ha'pas she'ochlim im ha'gvina also lachtoch v'sakin she'choschim b'bosa. Okay. Now, in terms of this halacha, by Gvina, it's mutter to eat. You don't have to wait 6 hours. First of all, the 6 hours that we wait, how long is it? So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that these 6 hours are not zmanios. It's machlok sapoiskimi quotes. Ois gimel, he said, ayin be'er heitev, shal marit, im heim shos manios, v'ayin kresu plesu primegodim, Shishkim Ludasa Knesset Gdola, the Enem is Manios, right? V'chein Haminig. V'ayim B'chuvus Chesam Seifer, the Hachola Hashosim Meimei Cholav Lufu Oso, Afilu Hurak Chola Ksas, Ein Tzoch Lahamtin Acha Achilas Boso, Yosem Yishor Acha, V'acha Shekva Birech Bekas Amozen, Yishtev V'yivach Lo. Right, so Lufu Wameko, that's the Chesam Seifer. Okay, Shilos Vikosa. Also, it says for the kinuach Yilos, you chew on bread or whatever it is. Vikosa v'apitoya abkaniachu shiiv ledafka v'lo shalois upoilet ayin sham. Umiu lechatchila belav hachitzoch. Even without, not just because that's a shin kinuach that you should actually swallow it. He said because a hefset oichlim you should swallow it. Okay. So now also in terms of this halacha by gvina, if it's gvina kosher, which means that it was made for 6 months. You know the cheese has been fermented. Right, so then we have to wait. Where's that halacha? Here, where? Oh, here. Right. Shekol shagvina kosher. So the shach says shekol gvina kosher. Uminastam im he yeshana vav chadashim chshiva kosher. Tahachi isub toschata. So there's, I think the OU publishes a list of which cheeses are, you know, take six months to make. You know, they're fermented. But there's some people, Rabbi Belsky thought this was completely wrong. There's some hashgachas that have when they started the production, because even if it really only takes 1 month, but it's on the shelf for 5 months, that's called 6 months. So Rabbi Belsky thought that that's not great. It's only if it's in the production, in the manufacturing, and the fermenting, but that it stays on the shelf, you know, in plastic, that doesn't make it 6 months. Oh, the Gvina.
Are there hard cheeses that today they can do faster? Or is it six months? Is the
No. The most cheeses are not 6 months. I mean, I don't know what you call it. Like mozzarella cheese is an example, right? That's not 6 months, right? It could be just a few days in a match. But for example, something like Swiss cheese or certain kinds of Parmesan cheese and so on. Those are 6 months. So anyhow, the OU has a list. I think Reverend Gordon will put it out of which are 6 months cheeses. You know, for example, when you go to the Kosher Fest, the basic law that you have to know is you don't get fleishig. You know, you don't go to the till midday. You're careful. I just want to share you the information that I've learned. That
sure.
What?
Sure.
What's the argument on those poskim? Like, to me, it's clearly an inyan amitzis. We're afraid of it being hidba. Why on earth would you count? It's not a lachamosh mesina, it's not even a gzerator of banan. It's a minug of hard cheeses. And we decided to make the arbitrary number of 6 months. You're going to, even though the mitzias doesn't change the consistency at all when it's sitting in plastic on a shelf, they're going to.
That's what Rabbi Belsky said.
Yeah, it's weird though, right? No, like, well, what's.
That's also what he said. But you'll see that with some of the Chassidish Hashgachas, they have that. It's not mistaken. Okay. Chal, we're going to skip. Okay, let's do Tzadi Aleph. Here. What?
Everyone says 6 hours after Gvina Kosher.
Well, I mean, if you don't wait 6 hours for meat, you certainly don't have to wait 6 hours for Gvina Kosher. No, they're treating Gvina Kosher like however you treat bus.
Okay, I'm saying the same, though. No one says that you could do less for Gvina Kosher than you would do for Basra.
That's this Ramah.
No, because the Ramah's holds. He says really, I mean, you only have to do an hour. So you're holding like the Ramah. But like,
no, I'm saying if you, like let's say you live in Holland and they only wait 1 hour, you wouldn't wait 6 hours for Gvina Kosher. Gvina Kosher can't be more chomer than basra.
I'm saying, but like the Sfarad posim are the 6 hour ones, but you're holding what, and they don't hold the Gvina Kosher.
Oh, I don't know what they do, because you mean it's a Ramah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're holding like the Ramah, but
you could be
being machmer like the Rambo for the amount of time.
I don't know what they do. What I mean,
I'm not sure.
I mean,
though,
no. Oh, is it? I don't know.
But, for Gvina Kosher, I'm saying people usually will wait like the full month.
I'm just saying you can't be more machmir about Gvina Kosher than basra. I mean, do they? Since it's a Ramah's thing, the Gvina Kosher. It could be that they don't hold like the Ramah and they only wait 6 hours for meat and not for Gvina Kosher. I don't know.
I'm saying, Ashkenazim that are end up holding 6 hours. Even though they don't, I mean, it's based on a Ramah that's really, would say you only need to do an hour.
The other day I heard Rabbi Matenki speak. He was in Englewood and he told over this story. He said there's a guy, he's walking on a bridge, and he sees a man, he's about to jump off the bridge. He says, stop, there's so much, don't. He says, are you Jewish? Yes, I'm also Jewish. He says, are you Ashkenazi? Are you Sfardi? I'm Ashkenazi. I'm also Ashkenazi. are you Haredi or he says, I'm Haredi. I'm being the concept of this thing, right? So I'm also Haredi. Are you Shalmi Haredi or are you Bnei Brak Haredi? Are you Shalmi Haredi? Are you Litvish Haredi or are you Chassidish Haredi? I'm Litvish Haredi. Me too. We've got so much in common. Don't he says, are you Yeshivish or Brisk? I'm Brisk. Me too. Are you Reb David or Avraham Yeshua? Reb David. Sheyetz. So, I mean, I don't know exactly between the Mishkat Svat.
If it was a real Brisk, you wouldn't have to ask if it was Brisk.
Yeah. Right. No, you didn't say Reb David.
If it was Reb David, you would just say...
Okay. Right. Right. Okay. Basul gvina shenagu zebazer mutarim ela shetzorach ladiach makom nikiyasim umutul lotsu olsim b'mitpachas achas v'lo chashin and shem yigu zebazer. Right. So you know there may be some shemnunas on it, so you have to wash it off. It's all cold. Kol midi d'boy hadachur kagon. Wait one second, did I? excuse me. Yeah. Okay. Kol midi d'boy hadachur kagon lan. Lahaniach psar heta tzonin bekara shol isu tzonin osu lechatchila dilma ochel below hadocha, because there may be some shamnuna some beende v'davka b'mavushel the lav uchi b'hadocha havamidi the uchi b'hadocha, that normally you would wash out this pot anyhow kagon boso chai b'kuyotze b'yishoy lechatchila, because we can presume that it was already washed. V'davka, so the Ramah adds, V'davka dover sheyesh bo lachluchis ksas, aval dover yovish mamish. Im lo bolo hakli rak v'tzonim mutla laniach bo dover yovish bolo hadocha klal. So here, the shach, the long shach here, we did talk with this Ramo. He says, look at Oiskim, V'divri harav tzrich and beer, he gam dvar b'toros chatas, and so on, tzorach iyan, v'dak emosha, tzorach iyan, b'toros chatas, din bevi hevi loshin ha'ochos chayim, shekosov ken b'shem hava'or, u'mevir b'es Yosef, dekelem shal ovi kachovim, shehutchu yofa, muto litem bo tavlan, o botzo, o shadram charifin, she'enu motzi dover kosher yovish b'yovish. Akal Zvachikach Kosa Bedin Dalit, Omnan Hatur, Shem Bal Haito Kosa, the whole midi the boy Hadocha, Kagom Sotzonin Bokaira, Shel Isit Sonin, Osol Hatchila, Dilma Ocho Belo Hadocha, Vedavka Bosom of Vushel, the Lav Uchi Badocha, Avamidi the Uchi Badocha, Kagom Psal Bosso Chai, Kyotsi Bo, Shoril Hatchila, Adkan Umashma. The tavlin ukiyotzubem the ain dalkin lahadiach also liten bekli isa ach yesh lechalik the kli isa shemestamshe bo bechamin also lestamish bo hetet zaynin v'kach kosevatur yodei behedji besimin kuf chav aleph amnam im nestamshe bo isa zaynin. So the shach says maybe there's a chil, if the kli was used cham, so then there's a bli in the kli. Then even though you're only using it b'tzoinen, right, that still, you know, that requires hadacha. In the shtam shebo isa tzoinen, mutl shtam shebo heta tzoinen l'chadchila. L'chein hita harashbo l'mloach boso b'kli shol yayin nesach, afil l'chadchila, v'chein metzina b'kli chomet shemutl shtam shebo matza, umari, B'chai gan ki isu b'shas v'biu ha'tur or ha'chaim. V'chein mashma shubi b'yoredeya simen samach tes inamin yesh l'chalak ben im rochutz mi ha'kli mitchila heitev o lo rochzo, di im rochzo tchila heitev di ish shari k'mon shikosu b'yoredeya עד כאן שם חי גם לא כוסף דקי משק שהיק שמתחילה מהחתה בעל איתה על החתה מצה וחילה מתחילה בין הטה לך או יובש ואחר כך כוסף עוד נרדי יש לחלק בין דובר שבו לו האיסה בחם שתיר את זה נראה לא עיקר ומזה טובין דדייטו דאף שהכלי הוא עושה מפני שיש בו בלי איסה מכל מקום כן שלא נבלה בו האיסה על ידי חמין רק על ידי כובש או מליחה חי גבדה מותו להשתמש בו צוני I mean, why should there be a chilek how the bliya came in, whether it was Aide Kovish? I mean, unless you have, you know, the Taz says that by Kovish it's always will be an Enim Ben Yomo. Because, unless you, if you're going to use it again, Aide Kovish. V'divei ha-ter zo v'zeh mugum mugomim. V'zeh hu darko shel ha-rav, aval kol dvov mitchilosan ad sofer enim uvonim li. B'rosh ma'ashe kosev ach yesh l'chalek, b'kach kosev ha-tur, לא ירדתי לסוף דייטו, כי לא נמצא שם, וכן אדרו ומשמע שם בהג'ה איפכה, שכוסף הטור שם, וזה לשם, כלים שנשתמשו בחמים, כגון קטרוס ויורוס, מגעילים ומטבילים בהם מוטורים. This is what he means, talking about קליאקוף. וכוסף ואשפון, דווקא מגעילים ואחר כך מטבילים. אז הם התבילים תחילה, אבי כתורי ושרס ביודו. Right, we spoke about this famous Rashi, right? אבל ריקוסף שיוכל להטביל עם תחילה, ואם לא יוצא להשתמש בו אלא צונן, יוכל להטבילו ולהשתמש בו צונן. וכשיש להשתמש בו חמין ותיאל ויספיק לו תפילה שהטבילו כבר, עד כאן לשונו. וכך כוסף הראש, בסוף עבוד. That's a machlokes, which I spoke about before. You know, the Rashba, it may be relevant to this halacha, that the Rashba says that you have to be You have to before you kasha the before you toiv the kli, you have to kasha the kli. Otherwise, the Rashi says it's ketoiv v'sheves biyado. So remember, we spoke about it by David Shesh Matirin. That what does mean toiv v'sheves biyado? I mean, so I thought that you see from this Rashba that this is the halacha of kelim. There's a separate isa to be mishtamish with treif for kelim, and since so that the and therefore. The Hagolah is not just that the Hagolah technically takes out the Bliya from the Kli, but it's a Matir, right? And you see it also that, and this may be a Din D'Oraisa, because like the Osam Meir points out, that if you hold that, you know, there's a, it could be that even if you hold Tam Kikis only, even if you hold Tam Kikis D'Rabbanon, we pass in Tam Kikis D'Oraisa, but the Tam Ki Ika, first of all, says, well, maybe Gule Midyan was, this is Osmeich talking, that Gule Midyan was a Horo Shor, right? Means not that it means it was only for that generation, right? It means for all generations, that maybe Tam Ki Ika only applies to Kalim because there's a separate Isha to Mishtamish with Trey for Kalim. So if you say like that, that there's a Chalois Isha on the Kli, so that's why I said that's why it's called the Davashir Shamid Matirin, even though it's Balua. So maybe that there's a separate Isa, and that's why for Tefillah, you can't be Toivah, because Tefillah is Matah Deshtamshah the Kli from Kli Medjon, and if you can't use it more generally because of the Isa of Isa Vehetta, because there's a Isa that's Chal on the Kli, so you can't, the Tefillah can't be a Matah. And that for the Rashba seems to be a Deraisa Din. Otherwise, we don't understand this Rashba. So coming over here also, could be that a Kli that has a Blias Isa in it, you know, the chash, even though you're using it soinen, there's a separate isa to be, you know, if you're using it in a special way, if there's some lachluchis, that's called being mishdamish with the kli, and that's also. The Rav wanted to say in this Ramah that the Ramah holds that there's a special, even though it's all soinen and everything, that but since there's a blias mashahu, maybe there's a little mashu that comes out, and that's why it's also to use. But I would think that maybe the Ramah is talking about that there's a separate, because there's another Ramah that goes with this, by the way. The other Ramah that's worth citing, I mean, you could say it's just a chash b'alma, but the Ramah says even though you're allowed to use ba'avoy, a tray for kli, if you're using it cold, right? Let's say you go to a Howard Johnson's. But does Howard Johnson still exist?
Yeah.
Yeah. The grandma, we used to stop all the way to Boston, stop in the Howard John, and you get an ice cream, right, or something like that, or you got a soda, right? So you're using it, it's all cold, right? So and that's only Bavoy, so that's mutter, right? But Bekfias, he says, you're not allowed to use it. So, I mean, you can explain that in Miladiyama, because Bekfias, you'll come to use it, Bacham, and there'll be a blia, right? But that's the reason. But it could be, till then, that the reason is, because then that Issa, I'll be mishtamish with Trefa Kalim, right? Even though I'm only be mishtamish tzainen, right? That's why it's awesome. So that may be related to, in terms of understanding this Ramah also, maybe, that that's part why it's also to be mishtamish if there's some lachluchis, because that's called being mishtamish. And if there's no lachluchis, if everything is yovish b'alma, that's not called that you're being mishtamish. Maybe it's shurim in hishtamshus. Maybe. All right. Mashikos of lechein hita harash. We're just continuing in the lechein mashikita lechein mashikos of lechein hita harashba. Einu inyan lekan. The belav hach is shapa hita harashba. The boso chai dakol hadiach. V'imishim shemolcho hai melicha lav klumhi. Mashikos of harashba sham kama time vehevi beis yosef v'sof simikufhei. Mashikos of lechein machin bekli chometz. Vatur or Chaim, Sham Shabesh Sor, Vachavosus Mutal, Stamish Ben Matza, Betsoinen. Avagam the Devaim, Ainzem of Ur Beshas, Lakshem Goshem, Kolakanish, and Stamshu Ben Bechomet, Betsoinen, Mutal Stamish Ben Matza, Chutzmi Besh Sor, Vachavosus, Vamafarsh Mutal, Stamish Ben Matza, Bechamin, Avotsoinen, Sovim, Misor, the Phil Besh Sor, Vachavosus Mutuk, Mavur Sham, Umashmul the Daitim, Duhodim, in Nivla Chomet, Bechamin. The mutal ishtamish ben matzah betzoinen. The mali nivlu aide tzonen or aide chamin. Right? Who cares? Because sof kol sof, if I'm using betzoinen, nothing's coming out. For adrebe harosh sham hevi hamachlek sapoisin diyesh shoven del beisor of chavosus afilu hagola lo mahani af agav detil shaukin ishtamish ben bechamim shitil kuli ama mahani hagola. V'af agav de vishas mesechas of oros kochovim machalek ze betashmishu bechamin. Just a long shach. Vizet Tashmish Betona, Heinlich Damish Ben Hepta Chamin, Okovish Kyotibo, Avin Stabsha and Hepta Tsunim, Sheeta the Enchilik, the Hemavu Bavan, Perakol Shaw, the Finland Stamish Ben Chomis Bechamin, Mutal Stamish Ben Matsa Betsoinen, the Hain Masha Vahedge Beshefa Trumas, Shari Dura, Ubismag, and so on, Sheve Rile, Lekalim, Shinispash Ben, Bebus of Holo, Shemutal Stamish Ben Betson, Mikhovish Yayan Nesser, Shemutal Stamish Ben. Vahochi mashal hedib divya rashba bechidush of sham tafilu in the shtamish bekli dava isa bechamin mutal echol bo achakach tzonin lach below hadocha klal. So here the shach is choylik on the Ramah who says if it's lach that it's not permitted without hadocha, right? So again, the Rav thought that meant because according to the Ramah there's a somehow a mashu comes out even betzonin, and I'm suggesting a different reason because of the isa to be mishtamish be. And it could be, by the way, if you hold that by matz, you know, so that you can't use a chametz stick of kli even betzoinen, that may also be because there's a separate. As I'm going to give, we're going to speak about this later. Rav has a whole yisoid about this, that there's a separate isur to mishmish and pesach to mishtamish with chametz stick of kalim.
Is there a shnab, just why should there be a difference between chamim if it was, you know, mishtamish bechamimas? Because Rebbe, as long as there's
blios,
it should be an
Isser Shemshus.
It doesn't matter if it was
Malucha
or not.
Right. So maybe that's just a shear in what's called a Trefa Kli. You know, if it's Becham.
But why would there only be an Isser Shemshus? Meaning, if there's blios, there's blios. There'd be an Isser Shemshus even if it came in
someone, no? That's what one would think. So I'm just saying, maybe to be Koveya this. Those who say there's chibetin tzoinin and chamin in terms of the bliya, that's because it's probably a shiurim how much is going in. the chamalat goes in, which we call
right,
other ways.
That's not what the Rav was
right.
saying.
Which, no? According to the Rav, you understand, don't I understand? I said maybe that's also just
meaning,
being sure.
For me, it's connected to the shiur. Rav wants to say, based on that shiur, there'll be an issur shemshus.
Right. But I'm just, I do want to, this is true. The Rav has, I have this in my sefer, and so Rav Shurkin has it in Hari Kedah. word for word. So, you know, I look at the Hari Kedah of it, it's such a wonderful work.
It's beautiful.
It's just beautiful, though. Just, I was just looking at it yesterday, you know.
It's all one Makar. It's all one.
It was very smart to do, you know, just orachayim, like, you know, because it's very over lasocha, but it's really, really so. It's very nicely done, and the Rav's Torah is just, it's really a wonderful alvai vaita. So what I was going to say is that the Rav says that there's a separate. Rav Shurkin had Michal had this, and because he's such a big lamdan in Mechadish. He always used to capture like the rough sparkle, you know, the chiddush itself. It's like scintillated. It's a wonderful quality. What?
He's my cousin.
So. Oh, he's your cousin? How's he your cousin?
He's my grandfather's cousin.
Through what? Through.
It's a good question to ask my grandfather. Maybe for his wife, I'm not sure.
But
true.
He had
that makes sense.
That quality is, you know, that's a very special quality. That koich hachidush, you know, because then that's what the Rav was, you know, it was that's a special sparkle at the end. All right, anyhow. So what the Rav said about just coming back to this is that this, which we're going to talk about in another shir, is there's a special isur. To be mishtamish with kelim on Pesach, and if you look in the Rambam, and that's why the Rambam, if you look carefully, which we're going to do in a week or two, you know, he used to, he always point out that the Rambam borrowed. This is based on the Goyim that the halacha is a Merikin Shtifa for Hechsher kelim for Pesach, you know. And you'll see that the standard is different than what he has by Stam Kalim in Macholos Asuras. And it's for example, Shot from but Magilim Bacham was Shot from Bert Soinin, the Ram says, Umishtamish behem Matzah. Why does the Ram have to come after Umishtam? Of course, right? Because you're saying it's a Matir. And that's, you see it also in the Rav quoted in the Payet from Yosef Tuvelu from Shabbos Agadol. And we'll see by Cher. So, and we're going to get to it, but I'm just saying it's relevant here also. That it could be, I mean, of course, Chumah de Pesach, because, you know, because Chumah is Nisa Mashu. You can explain this also on practical levels here, if you think there's a little belief that comes out, Chumah is Chumah Mashu, but it could be there's a special Issa to Mishtamis, presumably based also on Nisa Mashu. All right, let's continue. Return okay. Below Hadocha Klad Lo Machil, Ella Shamakane. She harash b'posuk b'tos habayis ha'orech v'akotsu kibal ha'itu u'meviyu b'es Yosef v'gam b'mar shechilik b'dakei Moshe ben heta lach l'yovish lo yotsu yidei cholos bir hadvon sharei harash b'sham mata lehedja lechol ba tzoni lach ayin sham v'ot sharei harosh v'hatur orachayim lo osu lolush b'hem matza ela mishum The memorial of Hachmitz Mashman, the Hoy E. Lav Hochi, Hayamutta, Lishtamis of Philo Tsoinen. Ava Beemis Nivili, the Masha Kosar Ochas Chaim, Kalem Shal Oliko Chovim, Shutru Yofra, Haino, the Yadin and Shutru Yofra Gagon, shedichem yisol afsib ein lasalam davka hadocha beina ta ochas chayim kosa b'shem hava'ov hava'ov shvila b'seif b'edek habayis shakinuch yofo hu b'be b'chom mokum kadocha ayin sham ubal ubal ha'itu mai b'lo kinuch devadai im kinuch ha'kli b'inyin sh'en bo shamnunus klal ein so klal ha'tzvicha hadocha lo noga ha'isu u'ma shabola bo einu mavli ha'tzoynun u'ma shol. All right, and so on. Okay, let's continue now. Tzorech lizor shlo yiga bosa b'lechem shim yiga bo osu l'ochlo im gvina v'chein yizor shlo yiga bo gvina shim yiga bo osu l'ochlo im bosa. Fine, next halacha. Bosa b'cholav vosum sh'nesav yachla afilu b'sa bosa k'soinen l'toch cholav vosech o cholav tzon l'toch bosa vosech hakol osu mishum tatasoy gava aval cholav vosech sh'nofa al bosa tzonen o voser shenofel to cholov tzonin cholov habosa v'shar habosa muta. Right, so this we spoke about. It's going to be, you know, certain things we did in Tavovus. We don't really have to emphasize again, like mlichik v'seich, which we're about to get, and tasoy gava, and we're going to, of course, chetich nas nevela. We're going to get to again. All right, v'cholov muta kulov v'im nafelo zel to chset tzonin madiach habosa muta. Melich sheni yochel lecho machmas molcho. Let's just begin this halach, just a few more minutes. Melich sheni yochel lecho machmas molcho. Tahainu ke'en melich shemolchem l'kteva. V'sho k'dei melicha l'kteva. Kol zman shlo hidicho mikve enu necho machmas molcho. So... Right. So let's just read V'yesham de la'acha sheshom b'molcho shir melicha lo mikri acha kach loseach v'tzorach l'tzorach gadol kagon hefsid mevuba hu l'tzorach v'hu l'tzorach suda shab suda zmitza yesh lismoch amekilin avulav hachi ein lahako klau afilo lo nimloch abosach mishnei tzadav rak mitzad echa shenimloch melicha she'enu yitnechol machmas molcho michshev voseach aval kol shelo nimloch kol kach michshev tzonya afilo nimloch mishnei tzadim v'yesh amed anan ein bikim bedov v'yesh lan lachshov afilo melichas letzlike voseach v'tov lahachm v'malkom she'en hefse mevuba. So I'm going to come back to this next week. I have just a minute. I just wanted to tell you something on the parsha. Okay, you know, last week was Yom Hazikaron, which we commemorate that, you know, the more than 23,000, almost 24,000 soldiers that were killed in the different wars, and the more than 4,000 victims of terror. So, you know, I saw that the quote from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Somebody once came to Shlomo Zalman, and he wanted to take a few days off from yeshiva, a boy who learned in Kol Torah, and he wanted to go to the Golan, to Davin, for he had a special week to Davin by Kivit Tzadikim. So Shlomo Zalman told me, I understand you want to daven by Kivei Tzedikim, but why do you have to take a 4-hour trip up to the Golan? Herzl, there are thousands of Tzedikim who are buried 5 minutes from the yeshiva. And I'm told that Shlomo Zalman sometimes would stop at Herzl, you know, on the way to the yeshiva to say Tillim. So this is just a ketum for what I wanted to say. I saw quoted from Moshe Twersky, since we're thinking about victims of terror. He was really very spectacular, Moshe. He was the apple of the love's eye. So they quote, you know, one of the anomalies is when we say Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos, is that we say Shalom Aleichem, and within 5 seconds, very inhospitably say Tzeischem L'Shalom. So there are a lot of answers to this. Some people don't say the Tzeischem L'Shalom. That's what the Rav did. Some people say the Tzeischem L'Shalom only after the meal. Right? So I once heard, I'm going to tell you another answer. I might have told it to you once before, but I thought I liked it very much. Was from, somebody quoted from Rav Henkin. This was at Rav Henkin's Levaya, I heard this. He said that the Shalom Aleichem we say to the Malachi Shabbos that are coming to our house, like the Gemara said, Shabbos to give a bracha, that Seischem L'Shalom was saying to the Malachi Chol who were with us till then, like the changing of the God, to them we say Seischem L'Shalom. But they quote from Moshe Twersky that in last week's Pasha, it says that below, you know, there's a separate Issa when the coin on Yom Kippur and Kohen Gadol is marked with the Ketores, or every day when the coin is marked with the Heichal, that no one can be there with him, right? What is the pasuk? Okay. So this is what they quote from Moshe Twersky. He said like this. You know, the Medrash says, I'll just give you Hakadama, it's just a shtickle talk from the Rav. I was looking at it yesterday in Harry Kedem, that's the one I was actually looking at. I thought I'd heard this from the Rav many times. He quotes from his father, from Moshe, that the Issa, you know, why does the Ram quote this Issa? He quotes it in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, not in Bias Mikdash. Because the Rav said, it's not an Issa. I actually heard this before, I heard it from the Rav. I heard this from this one of the things from Ran Soloveitchik, the name of his father. Mm-hmm. Ravan used the Lashon. The Rav didn't use it. He said that his father said it's a Shlila. You know, it's not an Issa. It's a locha that if there's somebody else present, then he's not alone. So the Avodah is possible. Right? And that's why the Ravan said, that's why the both the Ram and the Ramban and Minyan Mitzvah don't count it as because it's not a lav. It's a locha that apostles the Avodah. So he said that's why the Rambam, when he quotes it in Avodas Yom Kippur, because it's a loch in the Avodah. It's not a separate Issa Knisa for somebody else to be there while the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah. It's only, you know, again, as Rabban said, a Shlila. So the Rav quoted that his father brought a raya from a very, very strange Medrash. The Medrash says that when Shimon HaTzadik, all the years that he was Kohen Gadol and he was doing the Avodah, there was always be someone, an old man, lovish, with white, would come in with him. So the Gemara asks, "I, v'chol adam lo yeh, since he gave me the chumash, v'chol adam lo yeh be'o amoy be'voa lechape b'kodesh atzeso." Right? So how is it that somebody entered with him? Because the Ma assumes that it was a malach. Ma says, no, it's not a malach, it was Kav Yochel himself. Right? Whatever that means. So it's the Shechina. So you said, if it was an Issa Knisa, that's not Shaykh, there's no Azhara for malach, then I'm Chuyv Mitzvahs. Right, that was the value that he quoted.
But if it's a shlila, then it would be.
Then it would apply because you're still not alone, right? Right. Wow. So this is what Moshe Twersky said. When you come home, white systems, you know, this is a moment kiddush of you and your family, a unique relation, the special relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a special matana, and therefore it's only you alone, and that's why you just like for Kol Adam, that's why you tell the Malachim Seischem L'Shalom.
Mazman told me that the Rav went straight to Kiddush. He didn't say anything.
That's
what Mazman told me.
Sounds like it.
He
didn't even say Shalom Aleichem?
Nothing.
This I know. This I heard from him. He didn't say Bachuni L'Shalom.
Right.
And I heard that he didn't say Tzeislam L'Shalom. Right. I suspected that he was cheating completely. but he said he didn't say Bachuni L'Shalom. That they have a kabbal from Chaim Volozhiner, because you don't ask blachos from Malachim and so on.
Once he didn't say two, so
right.
Machtam.
No, it's from Chaim Volozhiner.
Nobody knew what he did for having Ishtar, whatever it is. Remember, he just skipped straight to Kiddush. Music didn't have class orchid, they're hungry. So nobody knows what is going on more because he just never did it when people were over.
So I'll tell you a story. My uncle, Nachum Genachowski, he learned in Radin as a child, and he used to eat by Rav Naftali every Shabbos. So he said, Rav Naftali, once there was a Chassidish man who was in shul, you know, and Rav Naftali invited him to come and eat with us. So, to eat, not with us, I mean, with him. And so Naftali said, my uncle was there, he said, Rav Naftali said, L'chavet unzer agast, mazogin this miris, and he read through this miris.
That's what they do in Bris. That's what Rav Yeshua does. Just they read
really?
His mirrors.
Really?
I have a friend who eat by him. Yeah, they just read all his mirrors.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious.
Yeah, we just mentioned it.
Yeah.
The beer called Harab. What else?
Look at that. I mean, I grew up. You know, my father didn't. He said he didn't sing mirrors. Once in a while, he used to do Tzumi Shalom. And I only got to know Zmiris because when I learned in Boston by the Rav, I used to eat at Moshe Cohen's house. Moshe Cohen and Vera Cohen. He was the prince of Maimonides. And I used to eat there every Friday night and Shabbos. And they sang Zmiris. They say famously from Rav Shach. You probably heard it. Rav Shach said, didn't exactly follow in his there because he didn't sing Zmiris. Have a good week.
There will be the Shalmanikum Shaper from Pinkin. I saw the Sarkar Shaper says the Jim Shmuel.
So you know what? I have this in my safe on Chumash. I quoted from Avhankin there. So Moshe Gabbai, Moshe Friedman, who was the Satmar Rebbe's Gabbai, he sent me that the Satmar Rebbe's father has it in his safe also.
Interesting. So I guess it's a very
right.
Muskam Shah.
Rebbe used to go to Boston to learn.